This is Chris Grabowski recording another edition for the Mystic Plays podcast. Today I will be discussing the Explorer 2 file manager. You can get more information and download a copy from www.zab, and that's B as in Bravo, K-A-T, and that's T as in Tango.com. This is a file manager with tons of features. It's dual pane. You can also have multiple tabs, and there's loads and loads of customizable hotkeys. There are two versions. There's a light version and there's a professional version, and I'm going to take you on a tour of the professional version. The only change I made to WindowEyes was to reclass the list view and the tree view. After you do that, the program is fully accessible. I'm in the program right now, and I'm going to read my title bar.
Explorer, my documents, see desktop maximized.
So it's giving me both panes in the title bar. I'm in my documents, and it's on drive C, and I'm also in the other pane on the desktop. So I will tab between the two.
Top, see documents and settings owner, my documents. Any DVD HD, size, folder, attributes, D, modified, last month, unselected. List view.
And then I will tab again.
See documents and settings owner desktop. My computer. Unselected. List view. 1 of 98.
And now I'm on the desktop, as you can tell by the icons. So I press the Alt key and we'll go into the menus.
File pull down.
And we'll go to the right.
Go to pull down. Bookmarks pull down. Mark pull down. Edit pull down. View pull down. Actions pull down. Tools pull down. Window pull down. Customize pull down. Help pull down. System pull down. File pull down.
I'll press the down arrow key.
Browse enter. Clone browse control enter. New tab control ins. Browse flat shift enter disabled. Send to scrap control S disabled. View F3. Edit F4. Properties. F12 dialog disabled. Rename F2. Change type control F2. Mass rename. Dialog disabled. Delete del disabled. Close. Exit Alt X.
And a lot of these items are disabled. Hit Escape.
Menu closed. File pull down.
Go to the right.
Go to pull down.
Go down.
Up a level, BKSP disabled.
You go up a level, backspace, how you would in standard Windows Explorer.
Back Alt Left disabled.
You go Alt Left is back.
Forward Alt Right disabled.
Alt Right is forward.
Find Target Control L.
Find Target. If you were focused on a shortcut, you could press this keyboard command or go to this menu item that will place you in the folder where the actual program resides.
Select drive. Alt F1 dialog.
You can select from a list of drives.
Recent folder Alt F2.
You can also do recent folders.
Drop target. Special folders pull down.
There's special folders like recycle bin, those types of things.
Quick bookmark control F1. Set quick mark control shift F1. Mirror browsing control M. Mirror scrolling. Same folder control I. Swap panes control U. Up a level BKSP disabled.
And we're back to the top. Hit escape.
Mint bookmarks pull down.
Go to bookmarks. Bookmarks is pretty self-explanatory. You can add bookmarks. You can remove bookmarks. You know, you can bookmark specific folders.
Mark pull down.
Go into the mark menu.
Select all controller.
That's standard.
Unselect all disabled. All folders control Alt Q.
You could select all folders.
Sticky selection, Alt S.
You can do sticky selection. And what sticky selection does, it allows you to use your up and down arrow keys and select files without holding down the shift or the control key. So you could select the first file, go down five more files, hit another space bar on another file, go down two more files, another space bar. And there are different ways that you can select.
Select group. Gray dialog.
You can select by group.
Unselect group. Gray dialog disabled. Invert selection gray. Select range. Dialog.
You could select a range, so if you wanted to, say, select the next five files down from your current position, you can go in there and do that as well.
Total size. Dialog. Synchronize panes F9. Sync wizard. Control F9 dialog. Check build. Control F12 dialog. Containing text. Control G dialog. Matching rule. Alt G dialog. Quick search. Dialog. Selection pull down. Select all controller. Selection pull-down.
Let's see what's in the selection menu item.
Store control F11 disabled.
So you can save selections.
Select F11. Unselect all F11. Combine shift F11. Show control shift F11 disabled. Store control F11 disabled.
Okay, hit escape.
Menu closed. Selection pull-down.
Escape again.
Menu closed. Mark pull-down.
Go to the right.
Edit pull-down.
This is your standard edit menu.
Cut control X disabled. Copy control Z disabled. Copy to. F5 dialog disabled.
You can copy to.
Move to.
Move
F6 to. Queue status. Dialog.
You can actually put files and folders in a queue to copy later.
Paste control E disabled. Paste link disabled. Paste special pull-down. Duplicate. Copy names Alt Z disabled. Copy preview. Copy columns control P disabled. Cut control X disabled. Copy control Z disabled.
And we're back to the top. So we hit escape.
Menu close. View pull-down.
Go to view.
Dual pane control O checked.
We could turn off the dual pane by hitting control O.
Quick viewer control Q. Log viewer disabled. Toolbars pull-down. Pane style pull-down.
Here's where you change the pane style. Where you, on Windows Explorer you go to view and then you could choose list details and all that. You can set each pane up in its own style. You can actually set each folder up in its own style as well.
Select columns. Alt-K dialog disabled.
You could select columns to show.
Arrange by pull-down.
You can arrange by.
Name control alt and checked.
And I just hit the right arrow key and I'm showing you that these all have hotkeys. Control alt and.
Size control alt S.
Control alt S for size.
Date control alt D.
Date.
Type control alt T.
Type.
Other disabled.
Other.
Unsorted control alt U.
And unsorted.
Ascending control alt checked. Showing groups disabled. Custom groups. Control Alt G dialog disabled. Name Control Alt N check. Menu closed. Arrange by pull down.
Just hit the right or left arrow key.
Auto size columns Control Add disabled. Refresh Control R. Hold a refresh Control Alt R. Raw contents. Show 3 Control T checked. Locate in 3 Alt T. Mini scrap.
Okay.
Visual filter pull down.
We'll escape.
Menu closed. Actions pull down.
Let's see what we have under actions.
New file F7. New folder F8. Set comment. Alt Z dialog. Add pull down. Change attributes. Shift F12 dialog disabled. Sync touch. Split file. Dialog disabled. Merge files. Dialog disabled. Shred disabled. Save settings now. Export settings. Folder settings pull down. New file F7.
Hit escape.
Menu closed. Tools pull down.
Go to tools.
Run command. DOS command F10. Run history. Control F10 dialog. Repeat command Alt F10. Command script. Control B dialog disabled. Find files. Control F dialog. Check duplicates. Dialog. Compare subfolders. Dialog. Free space Control Alt space. Subfolder size Control D. Folder statistics. Alt D dialog.
And I'm going to show a little bit later because I think that's really neat.
Subfolder size Control D. Options. Dialog.
And then we can go into the options and take a quick look.
Menu closed. Save program state on exit. Checkbox. Checked. Property sheet. Program options default.
That's pretty general.
Show hidden files and folders. Checkbox. Checked. Show administrative shares for network folders. Checkbox. Unchecked. Report all file sizes and bytes clear to show KBMBGB. Checkbox. Checked. Brief on warnings and errors. Checkbox. Checked. Eat the first mouse click in panes to protect selection. Checkbox. Checked. Redirect DOS command output to local console window. Checkbox. Checked. History items maintained for drop-down lists. 30. Edit box. Thumbnail size pixels. 120. Edit. Item icons. Normal. Combo box. 1 of 3. Editor. Edit box. Button. Viewer. Edit box.
You could set up your editor, your viewer, if you wanted to do that.
Button. Infotips. 1 million. Edit box. Thumbnails. 4 million. Edit box. Checksum column. 2 million. Edit box. Item in zip FTP. 524,288. Edit box. More options. Dialog. Button.
And you can get a list of more options where you would go to use the registry in order to make some changes.
Okay. Cancel. General. Tab control. 1 of 3.
Hit your right arrow key.
Window. 2 of 3.
And here's the window tab.
View panes. Single click activation. View panes. Grid lines in detailed mode. Checkbox. Checked.
And I'm just tabbing through these.
View panes. Infotips for items. Checkbox. Unchecked. View panes. Full row selection. Checkbox. Checked. View panes. Allows low double click to rename items. Checkbox. Unchecked. View panes. Hover selection. Checkbox. Unchecked. View panes. Automatically resort contents after moving, copying, etc. Checkbox. Checked. View panes. Highlight primary sort column XP or later. Checkbox. Unchecked. Max list column width. 0. Edit box. Folders sorted. Mixed mode. Combo box. 3 of 3. Bottom. View panes. Vertical. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 2. 3. Single click to change folder hands. Reactivation. Checkbox. Checked. 3. Automatically shift focus to view after activation. Checkbox. Unchecked. 3. Automatic branch expansion when hovering on a node. Checkbox. Checked. 3. Keep synchronized with folder in active view pane. Checkbox. Text preview size bytes. 4096. Tab width. 3. Quick viewer. No hex preview. Main font. Dialogue. Button. Plain menus. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Plain menus would remove some items off the menu, and it also removes the shortcut keys.
Dialog balloon help. Checkbox. Checked. OK. Button. Cancel. Button. Window. Tab control. 2 of 3.
And then we'll right arrow to advanced.
Advanced. 3 of 3. Status bar panes. Show total folder size. Checkbox. Unchecked. Status bar panes. Show disk free space. Checkbox. Checked. Status bar panes. Show active item information. Checkbox. Checked. Status bar panes. Show item index. Checkbox. Unchecked. Folder tabs on top. Checkbox. Unchecked. Highlight active panes titler as in 2x explorer. Checkbox. Unchecked.
I will check that.
Space. Checked. Highlight active panes titler as in 2x explorer.
And that would be title bar, not title bar.
Natural number sort XP or later. Checkbox. Unchecked. Don't log browsed folder. Checkbox. Unchecked. Calculate subfolder size automatically. Checkbox. Unchecked. Extract custom icon overlays e.g. for CVS. Checkbox. Checked. Quick view dock to the right of folder tree. Checkbox. Unchecked. Explorer style path to completion in address bar. Checkbox. Checked. User friendly date column information. Checkbox. Checked.
Now I have this checked, but it's not checked by default. It is when you're getting your time and date of the file and when it was last modified and all that. Instead of saying June 7th, 2007, it'll say last year or last month if it was modified last month or last week if it was modified last week. If it was more than 2 years ago, it would say long ago.
Close old window after cloning a new layout. Checkbox. Unchecked. OK. Button.
Now I'm going to press Enter to accept the changes.
Explorer My Documents See Desktop. See Documents and Settings Owner Desktop. My Computer. List View. 1 of 98. My Computer. 1 of 98.
Now what I want to do is I want to pull up my drive list. So I will do Alt F1 to pull up the drive list.
Context Menu. CASC. D Data Files D.
And that's the drive that I want, so I'll press Enter.
Menu Closed. Anne of Green Gables. Unselected. List View. 1 of 13.
And I will down arrow.
Audible. 2 of 13.
And if you notice, it's not speaking any of the extended information like size and all that, so we'll need to go to the View menu. So we do Alt V.
V. Dual Pane Control or checked.
And then we go down.
Quick Viewer Control Q. Log Viewer Disabled. Toolbars Pull. Pane Style Pull Down.
Press Enter.
Large Icon. Small Icon. List Checked. Details.
I want details.
Menu closed. Audible. Size. Folder. Attributes. D. Modified. Last week. List view. 2 of 13. Boston Tours. Size. Folder. Attributes. D. Modified. Last week. 3 of 13.
Again, down arrow.
Downloads. Size. Folder. Attributes. D. Modified. This month. 4 of 13.
Let's go into the downloads folder.
Top. Archives. Size. Folder. Attributes. D. Modified. This month. Unselected. One of...
So I press Alt-D to get the folder statistics.
D. Folder data D downloads. Tree view.
And it puts it in a tree view. So now I'm going to hit the down arrow key.
Downloads 246.3 MB subfolders 3 files 23. 4 items. Expanded. Depth 1. Archives 83.9 MB subfolders 0 files 12. 1 of 4. Closed. Depth 2.
So my archives folder is 83 megabytes.
Programs 26.8 MB subfolders 0 files 8. 2 of 4. Closed.
And the next one down is the programs.
Music 1.6 MP subfolder 0 files 1, 3 of 4. Closed.
And we'll hit the right arrow key and we'll see what happens.
Music 1.6 MP subfolder 0 files 1, 3 of 4. 1 item. Expanded.
And then we go down.
1.6 MP in 1 local file S. Depth 3.
Okay. So let's go back up to the archives folder. So we'll hit the up arrow key.
Music programs 20. Archives 83.9 MP subfolder 0 files 12. 1 of 4. Closed.
And we'll hit the right arrow key.
Archives 83.9 MP subfolder 0 files 12. 83.9 MP in 12 local file S. Depth 3.
Okay, so there's 83 megabytes in 12 local files. So I will close this.
D downloads. D. B. Anderson, Kevin J. Star Wars Dark Super Debrief.
And go up to the archives folder. So I will do 8 because you can type.
A. Top. Archives. Size. 88,074,342. Attributes. D. Modified. This month, 1 of 5.
And then I will press enter.
Top, 2x1412.zip, extension, zip, size, 401,378, attributes, A, modified, last year, unselected, 1 of 12.
Now what I want to do is I want to go into the other pane because I want to go to a different drive. So I will tab.
Top, see documents and settings under my documents, any DVD HD.
And then I will press Control Shift Z, and that will take me to my Z drive. You can use Control Shift with any drive letter, and it will take you to that drive. So I will do that now.
Z. Top 911. Size. Folder. Attributes. D. Modified. This year. Unselected.
Okay. Now that I'm on that drive, I'll tab back to the D Downloads Archives folder.
Top, D downloads archives, 2x1412.zip, extension, zip, size, 401,378, attributes, A, modified, last year.
Now let me turn on sticky selection. I did Alt-S.
404 notifier point 1.28.zip, extension, zip, size, 4,953, attributes, A, modified, today, unselected, 2 of 12.
And if you notice, it just said unselected. I hit the down arrow key.
Auto Explorer RUN.zip. Extension. Zip. Size. 7,294,967. Attributes. A. Modified. Space. Auto Explorer.
I want to select that one, and then I'll hit the down arrow key.
Osam News Announcement.zip. Extension. Zip.
Down arrow again.
Hellas Auto Tanker.zip. Extension. Zip. Size.
Down arrow again.
Michigan 40.zip. Extension. Zip. Size, 78,101,148. Attributes, A, modified. Last year, unselected. 6 of 12.
And I will tag Michigan as well. So I'll hit the space bar.
Space, Michigan 40.zip. Extension, zip, size.
Now if I read my selected items with the screen reader hotkey, it should tell me.
D downloads archives. Name, Auto Explorer RUN.zip. Extension, zip, size. 7,294,967. Attributes. A. Modified. Last year. 3. Name. Michigan 40.zip. Extension. Zip. Size. 78,101,148. Attributes. A. Modified. Last year. 6. 2 of 12 items selected.
Okay, good. So now what I'm going to do is press F5 because I want to do a copy.
Dialog. Copy the destination folder. 0 of 3. Compo. Edit box.
Copy to destination folder. I could type it in here if I wanted to. I could tab to the browse button.
Button. Options. Button.
Tab to options.
Top. Opposite pane. Radio button. Checked. 1 of 2.
And that's actually what I want is the opposite pane. So if you remember, we are focused on drive Z, and we are copying from drive D. So drive Z is in the other pane. So we'll hit enter.
Explorer second HD on server Z archives D. From. D downloads archives auto explorer run.zip. Read only. Edit box. Dialog. Robust transfer job 1 copy 2 item S to Z.
Now if I tab through this.
2. Z Michigan 40.zip. Read only. Edit box.
If I tab again.
File transferred. 16.95 MB. Read only. Edit box. 16.95 MB. Transfer rate. 1.44 MB sec. Read only. Edit box.
So it's telling me My transfer rate.
Estimated time left. 21 sec. Read only.
Estimated time left.
Error log. Button.
There's an error log if any errors occurred.
Keep this window open at the end of transfer. Checkbox. Unchecked. Pause. Button.
I could pause the copy.
Cancel. Button.
I could cancel the copy.
Z. 911. Size. Folder. Attributes. D. Modified. This year. Unselected. List view. 2 of 96.
And it's actually done. And if you noticed, it took us from drive D where we started and flipped us automatically into the other pane. So now I am going to type MI to try and get to Michigan.
MI, Michigan 40.zip, extension, zip, size, 78,101,148, attributes, A, modified, last year, size on disk, 78,102,528, unselected, 73 of 96.
And there it is. So that it says it's not selected, we hit our space bar. And that's because of that sticky selection feature.
Space. Michigan 4.
And then we hit delete.
Yes. Button. Dialog. Confirm file delete. Are you sure you... Y. Explorer second HD on server Z archives D. Z. Mystical 5.0.45. Log.txt. Mystical. Mystic RSS.
It's gone. I'm going to show you how to move to a file by its extension. So I am going to press Control K to move my focus to my documents.
K, top, any DVD HD, size, folder, attributes, D, modified, last month, unselected, 1 of 47.
And there I am, I'm in my documents. You press Shift, and then the first character of the extension that you want to move to. So if I wanted to move to the first file with a .doc, D-O-C extension, I would press Shift D.
D. Good luck wishes. Doc. Extension. Doc. Size. 32,768. Attributes. A. Modified. Long ago. Size on disk. 32,000.
And if I do it again, Shift D.
D. Kim's address. Doc.
If I do it again.
D. Messenger emoticons list. Doc. Extension. Doc. Size. 29,696. Attributes. A. Modified. Last year. Size on disk, 32,768. Unselected, 40.
Press the space bar.
Space, messenger.
And then press enter.
Messenger emoticons list dot doc, extension. Messenger emoticons list dot doc WordPad normal.
And it opened WordPad and I just read the title bar. So we'll close WordPad out.
Explorer my document C archives D. Messenger emoticons list dot doc, extension. Doc, size, 29,696. Attributes, A, modified. Last year, size on disk. 32,768.
List. And we're right where we left off. And the final thing I wanted to show you how to customize your keyboard. So we'll go to the Customize menu. So we'll hit our Alt key.
File pull system. Help pull down.
Go to the left.
Customize pull down.
Press Enter on Customize.
Toolbars pull down.
Go down to
Columns. User folder groups. Custom groups. Pull. Keyboard. Dialog.
Keyboard. Press Enter.
Menu closed. Dialog. Customize keyboard. Category. File. Combo box.
And then I will change the category from file to bookmark.
Go to 2 of 12. Bookmarks. 3 of 12.
And then tab.
Top. Category. Add current. List view. 1 of 4. Organize. 2 of 4. More. 3 of 4. Bottom. IE favorites. 4 of 4.
Okay. So we'll go back up to
top. Add current.
Add current. 1 of 4. And then we'll tab.
Top. Current keys. No selected item.
Here's
box.
The list of currently defined keys. You can actually have multiple keys do the same command.
Top. No selected item.
And there's nothing assigned. So I will tab.
Press new shortcut key. None. Hotkey field.
And I want Control B.
Control B.
And then I'll tab.
Assign. Button.
And then I'll assign.
Space. Yes. Button. Dialog. Explorer. This key combination is already in use. Erase the old command assignment. 32,853. Tools command script. Default. Yes. Button. No. Button.
So it noticed there was a keyboard conflict and it said erase the old command. So I will hit yes.
Y. Press new shortcut key. None. Hotkey field. Dialog. Customize keyboard.
And then I'll tab.
Reset all. Button. OK. Button. Cancel. Button. Category. Bookmarks. Top. Category. Add current. List view. 1 of 4. Top. Bottom. Current keys. Control B. No selected item. List box. 1 of 1.
and Control B is there. So I'll press Enter to close this box.
Explorer My Documents, see Archives D. See Documents and Settings Owner My Documents. Messenger Emoticons List dot doc. Extension.
Now let's tab back into our Archives folder.
D Downloads Archives. Michigan 40.
Because that was in the other pane. And then we'll test our new hotkey with Control B.
B. Archives. Edit box. Dialog. Add bookmarks.
Wants to call it Archives, so we can do that.
Okay. Button.
And we press Enter.
Explorer My Documents, see Archives D. D down.
Then let's go back to the Bookmarks menu and see what we have.
File pull down. Google pull down. Bookmarks pull down.
Down arrow.
Add current Control B.
If you notice now, it says Add current Control B. It's reflecting our change.
Organize. Dialog. Zero sample. One sample FTP. Two WinAS Gris upgrade. Three archives.
And then there's archives. So what I will do is I will close this menu.
Menu closed. Michigan 40.zip.
And I will close this pane. Let's tab back into the other pane.
See documents and settings owner my documents.
And then I'm going to do Control O to turn this into single pane mode.
Oh, Messenger emoticons list dot doc. Extension. Doc.
And we can verify by reading the title bar.
Explorer my documents see maximized.
So it's telling us that both panes are not open. So I'm going to go back to the bookmark menu.
File put, go up, bookmarks put, add, organize, zero sample, one sample F, two WinAS Gris upgrade, three archives.
And I'll press enter.
Menu closed. Top. 2x1412.zip. Extension. Zip. Size. 401,000.
We are now in the archives folder that's within the downloads folder on the D drive. I've barely scratched the surface on what this file manager can actually do. I'm in the process of reading through the manual. The manual's in PDF format. I went to Adobe's File Save as Text option and saved it as a text file and put it on my portable device for reading. When you start the program, there is a tip of the day that comes up, like most programs. And if you go through, it will tell you how to do certain things. The tips aren't all mouse-driven. Some of the tips are keyboard-driven as well. As you can see, it is a very flexible program with lots of hotkeys. If you'd like to leave me comments or feedback, you can send me an email at Chris, that's C-H-R-I-S, at Mystic Place, M-Y-S-T-I-C-P-L-A-C-E, .org. You can also visit the blog and podcast site at www.mysticplace.info. Thanks for listening.